Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and each week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial or unexplained, we want to hear from you. The mail owl is here. Hello, mail owl, right on time. Thank you for the mail. So this message is from Kerry on our WhatsApp number. Hi team, I'm loving the podcast. I'd love to share my story with you all. Oh, and we absolutely love to hear from you, Kerry. A little bit of background to my childhood. I was an only child and lived with my mum on a typical council estate in Worcester. I believe the estate was built in the 1920s, so not very old at all. We moved into this house when I was about 4, and I lived there for about 13 years before I was old enough to move out. Around the age of 6 is when I remember my first odd occurrence in the house. Strange things would start to happen at night, like footsteps up and down the stairs and knocking on our bedroom door in the middle of the night. One strange thing that happened frequently would be we would go downstairs in the morning and our fridge freezer would be off and the plug taken out. This maybe happened twice in a week. As it was just my mum and I would always get the blame, but I never did it. My mum and Nan would often do a Ouija board, and I believe this was responsible for some of the strange happenings in the house growing up. The scariest encounter, shall we say, is when I was about 8. With all the strange goings on in the house, it got to a point where I could no longer sleep in my own room. My mum just gave in and allowed me to sleep with her. One night I was struggling to sleep, and I lay in the darkness beside my mum holding her hand. Then out of nowhere came a beam of light under the door into the bedroom. Someone had turned the landing light on. The door handle started to turn slowly, and the door swung open with such force it hit the bed and moved it a few inches across the room with us both in it. I was too scared to look to see who had turned the light on and flung open the door. One thing that sticks in my mind is I didn't hear anyone walk back down the stairs. When I woke the next day, I asked my mum if the doors were still locked from the night before, as I was convinced someone must have gotten burgled the house. She said nothing been out of place and I must have dreamt it. She couldn't explain how the bed was now in different position from the night before. She had to get a friend to help move the bed back into position as it was a heavy bed. The footsteps occurred most nights, but I never experienced that ever again. I still drive past my old house and wonder if the occupants who had the house after my mum moved out ever experienced anything similar. Thanks so much for listening. Looking forward to hearing yours and your listeners' opinions on this. Well, Kerry, what an experience you had, and that you remember it so vividly. Well, I know you said the house was built in the 1920s, and it's not that old. But still, we're thinking about a dwelling that has been around for about a century now. and a fair number of residents have probably called it their home since then. There's likely to be quite a history to the place, isn't there? Have you researched it? I know that the 1921 census has been published now, so maybe the property might come up on there if it's old enough. You can look it up online, or perhaps your local records office might have some information. Also, as you suggest, using a Ouija board can cause some strange things to happen. I mean, what if your mum and nan used it to contact someone and communication got interrupted? Or even if they connected with a being in error, a wrong number if you like. What could they have started? Who were they trying to speak to? A previous resident? Unfinished business? Did they tell you who they were trying to talk to? I mean, you're older now, so perhaps it might be easier to understand. Perhaps also, Mum was trying to protect you by saying you dreamt things. Are you able to talk to her again about your experiences, now you're more grown up? I'd want to try and go through things to make more sense of them. I hope you're able to get some answers, Kerry. Do let us know how you get on. So, listeners, what do you make of Kerry's story? Have you had a similar experience? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It might be your story I read next week. As always, Yvette's back on Thursday with our main episode and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I will be back, same time, same place, next week. I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week, and remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.